Hey everyone, it's Marvin. This episode of Books and Boba is brought to you by Home Interrupted, a new podcast from our partners at Feet in Two Worlds. Climate change affects everyone, but it doesn't affect everyone equally. Immigrants often bear a unique burden due to climate change, but they're also leading the way with impactful solutions. Feet in Two Worlds, the news outlet and journalism training organization for immigrant voices, presents Home Interrupted. From flooded basement apartments in New York City to indigenous Maya farming practices in Nebraska, Feet in Two Worlds Home Interrupted brings you deeply reported original stories from across the United States. Episodes drop each week starting April 2nd. Find Feet in Two Worlds Home Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to
Whoa!
Potluck.
Welcome to Books and Boba, a book club and podcast featuring books by Asian and Asian American authors. I'm one of your hosts, Marvin Yeh.
And I'm your other host, Rira Yu.
In this episode, we're coming at you live from the new Potluck Podcast Collective Studio.
We have christened it with our voices.
Located here in downtown Los Angeles, Little Tokyo neighborhood. Special thanks to Visual Communications for letting us set up this space in their
media lab.
Yeah.
Basement.
We're super excited. Hopefully, we're coming through loud and clear. We're using pretty much all new gear that I've procured for our studio. So, congrats. You are the first audience to hear a podcast from our new studio.
Yeah. I'm so happy that this studio is open now because we've been recording on and off at my apartment. And my apartment during the summer was...
It was pretty bad.
California went through a really, really bad heat wave.
Oh, I think who was? It was during Sarah Kuhn's interview.
Yeah.
Because that one took like an hour and we had to turn off the AC because it made a lot of noise.
It was terrible.
We were like just...
I'm so glad we're in like a nice, cool... I don't know if the AC's on right now.
I don't hear it. If it's on, it's low enough. Typically, it's a pretty quiet space. We should be good. and there are no... I remember the first episode we recorded about a year ago now, right?
It's been a year.
Books and Boba is now one, so happy podcast birthday.
Our actual birthday was like yesterday.
yesterday, as of this recording. But I remember the first ever recording we did when we were discussing Heroin Complex, like in the middle of recording, all the birds in your apartment complex decided to sing.
Wait, we didn't record in my apartment for the first episode, though. That was at Scott's studio.
Oh, that's true.
That was when we had like four or five people on the podcast because we were like, oh, it's the first one. We need to invite all of our friends.
That's back when we thought we'd have like a regular rotating like guest.
But then we found out that people sometimes procrastinate and don't read the books on time. And then it got a little bit harder to procure guests, but...
Well, we're going to try harder to procure more guests this coming year. Starting with this next discussion, which this month's book, of course, is Goodbye Vitamin by Rachel Kong. We'll be discussing it on our next episode. But this episode, really quickly, we wanted to go through... Apparently, there's been a lot of news since we last talked.
Yeah. We're not even going to cover all of the news that popped up because that would just take way too long. So we're just going to go over really selected news from the Asian American literary world.
So here is your Books and Boba News Flash episode. First up, congratulations to Kendare Blake. Her novel, One Dark Throne, reached number one on the New York Times bestseller list for young adult hardcover. We did promo this book at on our last new release episode, right?
Yeah. It is like a brand new book. And it's the sequel to Three Dark Crowns, if you guys have heard of it.
So this is one of the three like sisters.
Yeah, with the three sisters trying to like Game of Thrones style, like poisoning each other and like, you know,
court
trying to get
intrigue,
them.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing because the New York Times bestseller list, if you take a gander at it, there are some Asian American authors that are within the top 10. So Warcross, which came out not so long ago, it debuted at number two on the bestsellers list. And then Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng, that also ranked within top 10. So
there's been a lot of coverage. Well, speaking of Warcross, first of all, you got to meet Marie Lu this past week.
It was crazy. There were so many people. And Like, I felt really bad because there were, like, so many people behind me. So I was very quick with my interaction, but it was also very awkward. It's kind of weird because, like, I have 10 seconds to tell her, I really liked your book. You don't know who I am. Also, I run a book club podcast. I don't know if you've heard of us. And then just kind of, like, walk away with my signed book. But
well, we are trying to get her on the pod to talk about her book as well. But I have to follow up with that. So that's on me. Efforting right now. And then Celeste Ng was she on Colbert or?
No, it wasn't Colbert. It was Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Yeah, which is also the show that Viet Thanh Nguyen was on.
Okay.
For his book, The Refugees.
So Seth Meyers is probably a reader then, huh?
I don't know if he reads or if his interns read.
Maybe someone on his staff is really into Asian American authors.
Someone give them a raise.
If you're the person on Seth Meyers' staff who are booking all these Asian American authors, kudos. Thanks. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Next on our list, I am really, really excited to talk about this. Two books bought an untitled Mulan novel by author Sherry Thomas, who wrote the Burning Sky Chronicles. It's the first novel-length YA adaptation of the ballad to be written by a Chinese-American author. The premise goes, when her ailing father is conscripted to fight the invading Huns, 16-year-old Mulan dresses as a man to take his place in the army. But an old enemy and a new attraction complicate her role in the coming war. And the publication is planned for 2019. Y'all, I am so excited that we're finally getting a Mulan adaptation and is written by a Chinese-American writer.
So for those of you confused on why someone is adapting a Disney property, Mulan is actually a very old Chinese fable that Disney adapted from.
Yeah, Disney ripped it off from us first.
So there's actually been a lot of versions of Mulan. There's like at least 3 movie versions in China.
Yeah, there's like the Chinese. Yeah, the most recent one was like back in like 2014, 2015.
Yeah, and also a long running. There's a really long like soap opera too.
Historical
soap. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I need to go find it.
I think there is. I might have just pulled that out of my butt, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Well, Twitter exploded when they found out about this. They were like, "Holy crap, Mulan!"
Yeah, it's
done right.
I'm excited to see what the YA adaptation is. I guess something to keep in mind for those of you who are excited about it. Shang is not an actual character in Mulan, so don't be mad.
There will be a Shang equivalent because this is YA.
Long as it's not a white prince, it's all good. Don't do us like that, Sherry Thomas.
Sherry Thomas is actually, I think she immigrated to the States when she was a teenager. Okay. So she's like... She knows her Chinese history, so
yeah.
I am excited.
Awesome. Next up is Roar, an imprint of Lion Forge, bought Suzanne Walker and Wendy Zhu's graphic novel based on their webcomic Mooncakes. The story follows long-lost childhood crushes Nova Huang and Tam Lang as they struggle through bills, family, and the supernatural in ways only a witch and a werewolf can. Publication is slated for 2019.
Next up, Schwartz and Wade acquired world rights to Julie Lang's Paper Sun, The Story of Tyrus Wong, illustrated by Chris Sasaki. The picture book biography tells the story of the Chinese-born American designer of Disney's Bambi, whose impressionistic style inspired generations of illustrators. Publication is planned for fall 2019.
That's really cool that this story is being told, especially to as a picture book. Have you seen the movie Tyrus?
No, I haven't. But I have heard, like, I actually saw his work not that long ago when I went to Seattle when I went to San Francisco because I went to the Walt Disney Family Museum and they had a bunch of his work there.
So he was the person who did all the conceptual drawings for Bambi. So all like the landscapes and the watercolors.
Yeah.
And a lot of the aesthetics of Bambi is based on his drawings. Recently there was a documentary called Tyrus that was produced based on his, following his life. And apparently after retiring from Disney, he actually became a designer of kites. Looking forward to that. Next up, Harper Teen acquired The Never Tilting World, a YA fantasy series by Rin Chupeco, author of The Bone Witch. Pitched as Frozen meets Mad Max, the series is about a world ruled by goddesses that have been split in two, one half existing in perpetual scorching day, the other in freezing night. And the twins separated at birth who learned they're destined to make their way across the Great Divide and rule a reunited world. The first book is scheduled for summer 2019.
I have not read The Bone Witch, but the cover looks so pretty, and I want to read it at some point. But yeah, Frozen meets Mad Max.
So like a post-apocalyptic world with elemental goddesses. That sounds like it might be fun.
I'd read that in a hot heartbeat.
Yeah.
Wednesday Books bought world English rights to Guardians of Dawn, an East Asian-inspired fantasy series by Winter Song author S.J. Jones. The series is loosely inspired by Sailor Moon and tells the story of four girls who must combine their elemental magic to defeat a growing evil and restore the rightful heir to the throne. Publication is planned to begin in spring/summer of 2019. I love Sailor Moon. I love magical schoolgirls so much. And I am very excited that an author decided to take that like magicalness into and like adapt it into a book.
They should make like a sequel featuring like magical Super Sentai. And then the third book would be them getting together. Right? No.
If you guys are wondering why Winter Song sounds familiar, we've probably mentioned it on our podcast because that book came out this past year, and it's kind of like loosely based off of Labyrinth, the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, so Goblin King and princesses and very, very exciting stuff. So I'm excited for her next book.
Awesome. Next up, an online talent auction called Publishing for Puerto Rico, or #pub4PR, is bringing together authors, editors, agents, and other industry professionals to support the relief efforts for signed ARCs, personalized artworks, consultations with editors or agents, and tuition for writing conferences. The auction opens at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday, October 2nd. It closes at 10 p.m. on Thursday, October 5th. So this is a fundraiser for Puerto Rico Relief, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of... I went through the site earlier this morning just to see if there would be anything that I would want. And the problem is I want everything, even though I don't have a manuscript to even like give to an editor. But that's pretty cool that people can bid on stuff that can actually improve their writing career. And also for fans who really like to get signed copies of future books that are coming out. And of course, like art, a lot of like fan art that's being passed around on there. So
yeah.
It's for a good cause.
Awesome.
So check it out. And last on our list is author C.B. Lee will be celebrating the launch of her newest novel, Not Your Villain, on Sunday, October 8th at the Barnes & Noble in the Grove. Joining her will be Heroin Complex author Sarah Kuhn and I Believe in a Thing Called Love author Maureen Gu. They'll be joining her for a discussion, Q&A, and some games, as awesome. I'm told.
Awesome. For those of you... not in LA. The Grove is a mall off Fairfax and 3rd in, I guess, is it Mid-Wilshire? Or I'm not sure what the neighborhood's called. But if you guys are in the LA area or Southern California area, please check it out. These are three really, really great Asian American authors, and they're making great, writing great stories.
Yeah.
We've actually had both Maureen and Sarah on our show, and C.B. Lee, I think we'll have her on.
We'll have the whole set.
Yeah. We'll have her on soon to talk about her new novel, but also we should probably read that first novel.
Not too. Your Sidekick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Not Your Villain is coming out next month, so.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't pre-ordered it, check it out.
And yeah, those are the missing headlines of September 2017. Again, our next episode, we're going to be talking about our September book club book pick, Goodbye Vitamin by Rachel Kong. I've just finished it yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How was it?
I just finished it 2 days ago. That's all.
I finished it earlier this month, so I have to go revisit it.
I liked it. Overall, I had a positive experience reading the book. It's kind of interesting the way it's written, and I'll go into we'll go into more about the specifics on our next episode. But yeah, it's a
yeah, like
I can see why people like it.
A couple people responded in our Goodreads forums, and it's been like overall favorable, but yeah. I think there have been some like complaints in.
I mean, there's always like, you know, things you like, things you didn't like.
Of course, overall, I mean, this is not a perfect novel by all means, but yeah. So if you want to share your thoughts, please check out the Goodreads forums. Yeah. We're also asking people to submit sci-fi suggestions because we're planning to pick our November
Right.
Book. And
yeah, we're trying to set up our book selections ahead of time, so to give people more time to acquire and read the books. That being said, if you want to get a head start on the October book club pick,
it's The Ghost Bride by Yang Zhe-Chu.
Yeah.
And it's a historical paranormal romance fiction. It crosses a lot of genres.
Ghost love. Got it.
Yeah.
And on that note, I guess that'll do it for this episode of Books and Boba. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow us on wherever you find podcasts, whether it's Google Play, whether it's Apple Podcasts, or we're on Spotify too if you want to listen to us on there.
Oh, and if people are wondering why, because someone asked in the forums if we're still doing in-person meetings. Mm. And for the time being, we're putting that to a halt because we want to focus on this podcast. And also, we're trying to set up a book blog so we can be a little bit more, hands-on with reviews and getting copies of ARCs and interviewing authors.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a lot of stuff. That's why we're halting the meetings for now.
But if you want to sound off on your thoughts on our book, you can always do so on our Goodreads forums. We do read those. And I'm actually been collecting people's thoughts bring up on our podcast next episode. And on that note, we're going to call it for this episode. Thanks again for listening to Books and Boba. Keep reading, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
This episode of Books and Boba was hosted by Marvin Yue and Reva Yu, and edited by Marvin Yue. Follow Books and Boba on Goodreads, Twitter, and Facebook by searching Books and Boba, and don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. Books and Boba is a proud member of the Potluck Podcast Collective, a collective of podcasts featuring unique voices from the Asian American community. If you like Books and Boba, check out First of All, a new podcast hosted by Minji Chang, giving an unfiltered conversation on career, family, love, and modern culture. Check out First of All and the other great programs of the Potluck Collective by going to the website podcastpotluck.com.